Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Betslip on Wednesday, the 21st of December. Nearly Christmas, and I've got roofers. We've actually got people on the roof. Beautiful. We're starting to get a little bit concerned that this was not going to ever get done. Yes, they're up there. Right, this is it. This is going to be my last pod before Christmas. I'm shutting things down. First time for a few years, but I've got lots to do and my sister over, and I'm going to go and enjoy that. So firstly, thank you to everybody who came on the Zoom last night. Good fun. Prize winners, deluded Arsenal fans getting far, and some people who need to go to a bookmaking school. Jesus Christ almighty. I mean, I got offered a straight bet, Arsenal v Tottenham, most points, when they're 8 points clear with a game in hand. I mean, that's the levels we're dealing with. I think you need to go back to podcast one. Good God. But three of you, we've got a nice little bet going. That'll keep it spicy throughout this absolute relentless run of football we're going to have from January through till May. I like stuff like that. It's good. But thank you all for coming along. Thank you to everybody who... been a member of FTS. I'll do a post Christmas pod and talk about New Year and the year in general. It's been a pretty shit year here personally for me, but punting wise it's been okay. But I'll cover all that after Christmas. I just want to thank everybody who's a member of the FTS community. Thanks to everybody who listens to the podcast. Thank everybody who's helped me. Dave, Kerry, Alistair, Scott, Chrissy spreadsheets, even Suggsy and Kev have done some Excel work. Thank good friends like Steve Williamson, Andy Richmond, Mark Holleran, who've been great support through the year and good fun. And that's it. And we added a couple of new files to the Bet Angel page yesterday. So we've got the first half 1.5 up. So when we move through Christmas, the site will start to move more into... helping you, tools for analysis, bots for Bet Angel, things like that. And obviously get back into the swing of betting and trading. I'm going to take the week off in effect and resume on the 29th, other than my fixed odds stuff that will just go on. Ultimate files will continue as normal, both for FTS data and for, all FTS files for Ultimate FTS data. Beginner selections are now sent to the website, so that will start when we have games Friday onwards, I expect. But other than that, it is nothing more than to wish you all a very, very happy Christmas. There is, for people listening, a Christmas dinner comp. If you make a nice Christmas dinner, take a picture, put it on Twitter or put it in the Telegram room with the hashtag FTS Xmas dinner, and it's got to have that hashtag so I can find them, and I will award a prize. I'll get Sam to judge it from Malta. We'll do a little across the med judging and get her to judge them, and we will I'll award a prize after Christmas. Those of you who won prizes last night, I'll sort those out after Christmas. And those of you sending other queries in, I will check email and things, but I am, for the first time in however many years, pretty much going to switch off. I think the World Cup's afforded us an opportunity, and with my sister over from Oz, who I haven't seen for years, I don't want to be burying myself in admin, so I'm going to go and enjoy myself. Have a lovely Christmas yourself, particularly those with kids. As I said in the Telegram room this morning, that's what matters. It's not money and things are genuinely irrelevant. Time with family is what matters. And I know it's all been a shit year for people financially with everything that's going on in this clusterfuck. But we'll deal with that after Christmas. Have a lovely Christmas. Wonderful time. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for being part of what is a really good community on FTS. Got some great people. And enjoy your celebrations. I will be back with you. Probably Boxing Day, maybe the day after, we'll have a look at the football, and I'll as I say, we'll judge the Christmas dinner for you. Have a good one.